In this video, I'll illustrate the very cool new multi-targeting feature that's built into Visual Studio 2008. Historically, developers had to choose a version of Visual Studio to match the version of ASP.NET that they needed to target for their applications. Starting with Visual Studio 2008, you can select from any of the supported ASP.NET versions. Let's have a look at firing up Visual Studio 2008 and saying create a new website, and you'll notice here in the new website dialog there's now this .NET Framework selector dropdown. We can choose .NET Framework 2.0, which is the one that shipped in conjunction with Visual Studio 2005, .NET Framework 3.0, which was the one that shipped in the Vista timeframe, and .NET 3.5, which is the Orcus or 2008 timeframe. So let's choose the Framework 3.5 and say OK. And let's go look at the web.config file. So here in the web.config file, you'll see we've got these config sections, and these are specifically indicating that we want to use 3.5 versions for these portions of the .NET framework. Now, by way of background, let's go and see a little bit about how this machine's web server is configured. So let's go into IIS Manager, and we'll look at our default website. And let's go check out the handler mappings for this website and look at our ASPX extension. And ASPX extensions, by default on this machine, are configured to be processed by the 2.0 version of the .NET framework. So let's go look at the install directory for our .NET framework. And you'll notice, by the way, that I have all of the versions of .NET installed here, 1, 1.1, 2, 3, and 3.5. And our web.config files in our applications inherit from the machine.config file. And since this machine is configured to use 2.0 by default, let's go into the config section of the 2.0 installation and look at the machine.config file. So here you can see all of the possible config sections, and all of the ones in the machine.config file are version 2.0. So that means that our application is overriding those to use the 3.5 versions. And the web.config file gets modified for us just by changing the selection in the website properties. So if we want to change this after we've created it, we can just right-click on the project, say properties page, go into the build option, and change the version of the .NET framework that we want to work with. Before we do that, though, let's go ahead and look at what to me is the more important aspect of this feature. Obviously, the multi-targeting, the ability to change the configuration file, the web.config file, to adapt to the version that you've chosen, now, that's just a little bit of a time saver, but that's not the really compelling aspect of this multi-versioning functionality. Really, the tricky part is which things work in version 3.5, for example, that don't work in version 2.0. So, for example, let's look here in our toolbox here. Now, remember, we created this project as a .NET Framework 3.5 project. And so here you can see in the toolbox in the data controls collection, we have this link data source. Link, which stands for Language Integrated Query, is new to .NET 3.5. And in fact, if we hover over it, you'll see that the version is 3.5.0.0. So this is specific to the 3.5 version of the .NET framework. So if we were to change this this application to be a .NET 2.0 version, we wouldn't want to try and use this link data source because it wouldn't be supported in version 2.0. So let's go into the properties page and change our .NET framework version from 3.5 back down to 2.0 and click apply. And notice what happened over here in the data collection in your toolbox. The link data source, as well as the other .NET 3.5 specific controls, automatically get removed from the toolbox. So Visual Studio is truly aware of what version of the .NET framework that you're targeting. Let's go back in and into the property page and reselect 3.5. Check out the web.config file to see that, in fact, they are still there. And, of course, here in my toolbox, the 3.5 specific controls have reappeared. So that's it. It's just that easy to be able to work with multiple versions of the .NET framework in Visual Studio 2008.